is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. Take a blast.
It's good and clean. We'd spit our seeds. Gonna make this garden. Inch by inch and row by row, row by row.
We know. believers, all of the sinners the same. Girl, you and I would die, unbelievers bound to the tracks of the train. I'm not excited, but should I be? Is this the fate I have for the world's plan for me?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm cute. Well, it's too late to check, and I don't care. You got your tongue against my neck. Do you like my style? Have you seen my shoes? 'Cause they've been ripped to shit from walking the world for you. Everybody knows I'm right. I can't control it. Got my eyes on you all night. We just haven't got a clue. Do you think I'm cute? Well, it's too late to check, and I don't care. You got your tongue against my neck. Do you like my style? Have you seen my shoes? 'Cause they've been ripped to shit from walking the world for you. Got your tongue against my neck. Do you like my style? Have you seen my shoes? 'Cause they've been ripped to shit from walking the world for you. Do you think I'm
And good morning and welcome to WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Massachusetts. You are listening to Entry Level Garbage Season 3, and the Patriots are officially not dead.
Big news this week, yeah. The Patriots get, they absolutely stomp the Falcons in the Super Bowl grudge match of the year.
The Fog Bowl.
Yeah, the Fog Bowl. It was pretty damn. And then it rolled through to Medford the next day. We had the Fogsboro.
Nice.
Got him rolling through. And it's pretty nasty out today, but
it's going to be nasty out tomorrow, too.
You got to love it. Beautiful, beautiful New England autumn.
What did we listen to today, Zane?
So far, we started off with one of our regulars, Slaughter Beach Dog, with their song Golden Green off their new album that I think is coming out on Friday.
Friday, according to the Facebook page that I checked.
Yeah. I know you can already scheme to get it if you like go to one of like the shows they're doing right now or something, but it's, and like they've released like a bunch of the songs as singles, but
every song they've released so far has been awesome.
Yeah,
too,
it looks like it's going to be a really good album. It'll probably go like completely unnoticed just because like they don't have any sort of exposure.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know how you go about getting it. Like, I only know them because I'm just, like, really, like, enough into modern baseball to, like, look into Jake's band. But, like, it's true. Like, that's the only way that people are going to hear about them.
I want to get that sound clip of you saying, I'm enough into modern baseball and just, like, keep it.
I mean, it's true. Like, like even if you were just, like, a casual fan of them, you probably wouldn't have heard of the...
Did I... You actually might have been there. Did I tell you about that Instagram account that followed me? That was, like, some random...
It was, like, a fake person with...
Yeah, and they were, like... I love modern baseball. Like,
oh, yeah. Was that... Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't a fake account. Like, it was a real account of someone who was just, like, really into modern baseball and somehow found out that I was also into modern baseball and followed me on Instagram.
Probably think, like, their criteria for finding true love consists of, do they like modern baseball?
Yeah, do you like modern baseball, right? And, like, are you different than other guys?
Yeah.
That was heavily in quotes for anybody listening at home.
So, I mean, I'm assuming you slide into the DMs.
Of course.
After that was Vampire Weekend with Unbelievers.
Oh, there's a reason for that too, actually. Just you're an indie fan.
Yeah.
I'm an indie fan. Vampire Weekend's released their... yesterday was the 10th anniversary of them releasing their first single. And they were sort of my first exposure to indie music. I was like, ooh, I like songs that aren't on the radio. Like my sister's iTunes. Like I used to go on and listen to Vampire Weekend. So
no, Vampire. I've always liked Vampire. I played a lot on the drums when I was like learning.
They have cool drums. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a lot of really cool drums. A lot of their songs are just like very boring. That's my criticism.
But I'll accept that.
But I do.
I totally agree with that.
I think a lot of their songs are really hit or miss. But especially like a lot of the older albums. Really, really good, and like had really interesting instrumentation.
Yeah, well, they did a lot for indie music.
Fair. Yeah. Like, definitely, you can't argue about like you can't say they weren't like one of the most significant indie bands in the last 15 years or whatever. After that was Sports with their song Matt Damon off their album Demon Daze, spelled Demon DAZE.
My close friend Matt Damon.
Oh yeah, right, regular, you know, Tufts attendee, gotta get a workout in.
Shook his hand.
How often was it the only one time he came last year? Was that one time when everyone freaked out?
I feel like if he was on campus more often, people would be freaking out more often. So I feel like that was like the only time that he was on campus.
So he just decided like to get a workout in that day at Tufts?
No, he knows someone that works in the gym.
I understand, but...
Yeah. He wasn't working out, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You were there.
I saw him outside the gym.
Okay. Well, no, people told me he was just, like, working out.
Oh, maybe he was just working out. I mean, he's in
good
shape.
That's not what I'm contesting. I'm just saying, like... is he not a member at a gym around... In, like, the greater Boston area?
If you're Matt Damon, do you even need a gym membership? Or can you
or
just
does he not own his own gym? Like, what was the circumstance that day that required him to come and go to our gym that was not true? Because I'm sure he works out, like, probably, like, several times a week. What about all the other times he worked out in the greater Boston area?
I don't know.
I just don't understand.
Maybe he went to Harvard, and then maybe he went to Emerson's gym. I don't know.
Like,
maybe he was just on a college gym
tour. Yeah, that's just the grand tour. Like... The beanpot of just going out and like working out and having students take pictures of you, like just
I was too cool for a picture with him. I just shook his hand. I just want the world to know that.
Yeah, you know, I don't
Yeah, me and Matt are like, we're tight. Yeah, I don't ask him for pictures. Acting like a fan and asking for a pic.
Although I did think afterwards, I thought it would have been funny if I got a picture with him and then my family's Christmas card was just like me and Matt Damon. And like, but like my whole family, but it was just me and Matt Damon.
wishing you happy holidays from the Finnegans.
From me and Matt
Damon. We mean Owen and Matt. The real Finnegans.
What were we even talking about? Oh, yeah. Matt Damon. And then was There with their song There Therapy. After that was Diamond Youth with Cannonball. Then The Frights with Tongues. A song actually I hadn't heard. I just played that.
You're welcome.
I thought it sounded pretty nice. And then The Front Bottoms, who just played here last week after releasing their new album. And that was their song Peace Sign, their new album Going Gray.
Peace Sign.
That came out
on
like the 16th or 17th, I think. And Owen and I both agree that we're not exactly huge fans of the stylistic choices they made.
Do you ever try to read a Pitchfork review and you give up like one paragraph into it?
Well, sometimes like it's actually really easy to do that because sometimes the first two paragraphs will be just like absolutely irrelevant nonsense. So like you're better off just like skipping to when they start talking about the album. But even then, it might make you nauseous.
Like they said the word loquacious. Like, come on.
Yeah, and it's like yeah. Yeah, I can give you some hot takes. For someone who like reads Pitchfork a lot, I guess everyone who reads it probably semi hates it these days.
But yeah, no, that was. It's just different. I don't know.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are really like the one we played was on the lesser side of this, but a lot of them are very like electronic or you know, like indie electro, like beeping noises.
Yeah, well, I remember like. Excuse me, I keep coughing. I'm really sick. I remember their NPR Tiny Desk video is like one of my favorite ones. And they talk about how like the reason that the band was so successful was because like there was like no like distance between like the crowd and the band. Like it was like so like acoustic and genuine and like non-produced. And I feel like this is just sort of going in the total.
Yeah, exactly. And it really, we were saying this while we were listening to the song, but it sounds less unique. Like,
yeah, it sounds like it could be on the radio.
Yeah, the uniqueness of the band.
Not that that's a bad thing, but it's just a different.
No, but it also sounds like it might have come out in like 2010. Like
totally,
it doesn't sound.
Yeah, it
like,
does. Yeah,
like you listen, like you know, a lot of the bands that we've been like listening to that are coming out with stuff now. It's like the production levels and the like, just like the style of it is very clearly like okay, this is a modern thing, you know that, and that's just like I don't know, it does it already sounds very dated.
Well, I still like The Front Bottoms.
Yeah, yeah, I'm always going to like The Front Bottoms. And I mean, like, Town of the Hawk is always going to be a great album. But, I don't know. If anyone wants to call in and give us a hot take on, whatever it's called, going gray.
855-915-WMFO.
Yeah, or on anything else. Or if you want to request something, or just show us some love.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's get back to the music.
Yeah, you got something you want to play? I can play something.
I got something right here.
All right. Cool. Stay tuned, folks.
Enjoy.
Hang me on the floor. What you waiting for? I'll lie still even more. Tired or not, and I could show you my escape as we zap across the road.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of...
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
living, the sound of my feet on the sidewalk. That was me, treasure hunting. I would bury what I found. That was me, gold digger, underground.
it's too bad about this planet. And summer flings, and summer vacations, and
just about wrapping up here on WMFO 91.5 in Medford. You've been listening to Entry Level Hipster Garbage with Zane and Owen. Yeah, I mean, not too much going on today. Just a couple new bands, couple old bands. After we last spoke, we heard Bessie Turner with Words You Say, followed by It Looks Sad, a band we've been playing a little regularly here with Nagoya. Then was Mount Erie, longtime favorite. Owen just listened to an album that I've liked for a while, Dawn, which is a really like minimal, like almost the whole thing is just Phil from like playing guitar and singing.
No, there's like nothing.
That song was Woolly Mammoth's Mighty Absence. Then was Curse Words with Cigarettes Don't Grow on Trees, followed by Circle Waves with T-Shirt Weather. Then Panucci's Pizza, definite regular on the show, with Jorge Velez Rookie Card. Just Friends with Move to Miami off their album Rock to the Rhythm. The Helligoats with Mercury, Sinai Vessel with Down with the Hull, and then now we're just closing out with Mom Jeans, their song from their new split with Prince Daddy and the Hyena and that other band that I don't know. This is Daddy, yikes, Prince's Daddy Wants Wings.
off of, no, that's what I call music,
Volume 420. Something Owen and I have been enjoying a lot since it dropped.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really all that we had going on. We should be back next week, maybe with some more sports talk, some more music talk.
Same time, same place. Yeah. Maybe we'll bring a guest. Who knows?
Might have an opinion on the King Kroll show on Thursday that we're headed to see.
True.
That I'm hopefully headed to see.
We'll fill you in on that one.
Yeah. But even though apparently that album's not too much good, but
it'll be cool.
Yeah, it'll probably play the old stuff, so it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's it, though. We'll just... We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in on WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
Love you guys.